To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
You shocked the way they treat Mike Tomlin?
Am I shocked the way they're treating Mike Tomlin? Not really.
No?
Not really. I do follow some like Pittsburgh fans like on social media and stuff, and there is kind of like a running thing like you guys are. You know, you got people on the outside are much more appreciative of this than I guess them, because they're frustrated that they really haven't done anything in the playoffs. Been pretty mediocre the last few years. So I'm not that shocked that Pittsburgh fans are kind of like
right
at this point. I think, and honestly, like maybe it's not to that point where it's just better for fresh starts on both sides, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Kenny Pickens, Mason Rudolph. They've had a tough trip since Big Ben retired.
Yeah, no, they have. They haven't really fulfilled it. You know, it's a little, you know, maybe it gets to the point like it's Bill Belichick where it just gets to like, yeah, we're done with it. I don't sense that there's like ownership animosity like there was with Belichick and Robert Kraft.
Yeah, I think every like the thing about Tomlin is he always just takes the approach. It is what it is. I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think even if you don't like Tomlin, you got to respect the way he handles himself as a head coach.
It's a little like reminiscent of the Heat. It's kind of like they are an organization that values winning as many games as possible, and you probably could even say it, and I know Heat fans have been frustrated, like, can't you just tank for a couple of years and maybe we'll get a Wembanyama, maybe we'll get a Cooper Flag? Well, you won't unless it's fixed by the NBA.
Right.
But, and – it's like, no, our purpose is to win as many games as possible. Even if it's a stinky 37, we're going to come back. We'll take our 20th pick. We're going to go, even though that one was traded for. We'll take whatever pick we get, chips fall where they may, and we'll try and win as many the next year. And it's like Pittsburgh has a little bit of that, and I don't know. Like he's, you know, maybe it takes like one more run again to get him back to a spot where Pittsburgh Steelers fans really appreciate it. Like, I kind of feel like with Spo, that really happened when they got to the finals in the bubble. Like, people respected Spo, always thought Spo was really good, but I think that he really didn't get his flowers from the fan base until they made the finals again without the big three.
Right.
And so I don't know what that, you know, when that moment ends for some Steelers fans with him. I don't know what the answer is to that. But, you know, it could be that it is the end of the road, because I'm sure he would get, if he was a free agent, and maybe this is, like, he'll get whatever he wants,
Vlad,
I'd imagine.
Vlad, so this is where I come to you, because I haven't been able to figure out, this is with players, this is with coaches, like, ring protection. Mm-hmm. How long does it last?
Oh, well,
because you see what I'm saying? Because we've been having this argument for a year, and you go, you know, they can't do that ring protection. Or with you know, we had this with Aaron Rodgers, ring protection,
well,
ring protection. But
Multiple gives you a longer longer warranty. You have a long, you have more.
But
warranty.
All we've been talking about is one.
Right, one. But now one doesn't give you that no more.
But
one.
Aaron Rodgers, we've been having this conversation. I say, Vlad, it was 12, 13 years ago.
When you guys say ring protection in my mind is like that avoids you from the stinker seasons. Like if you're still winning and you've already won the big prize, like that's the thing with Aaron Rodgers is like Aaron Rodgers was winning. He won. Then he was winning MVPs, and then he was winning 13 games.
He was still being successful,
right?
He wasn't able to get the second one. But winning that one, and you're considered a great, gives you ring protect. That's the protection.
But what I'm saying, look at what Tomlin's had to coach the last, since Ben Roethlisberger's left.
Oh, it's all his fault.
Huh?
Oh, Roethlisberger's fault.
But I'm just, you know, they haven't had a quarterback even close to that. And so when we talk about ring protection, we just looking at, I love the way we pick and choose when we go with the players versus the coach.
I don't even, you know, like if I had to guess and they really wanted to do it, like here's what I would say is if he really was done, it would probably be one of these things where it'd be like, hey, Mike, we really want to go in the toilet. Like, we want to just revamp the whole thing because they went super old this year.
Ooh.
And so, like, they, and so it's probably on him of like, hey, do you want to go through this?
Yeah, no.
Or do you want to go start somewhere else?
This is not even between Tomlin and the organization. Because both are class acts. They'll, if it ends, it's going to be so smooth and nobody's going to get their feelings hurt and everybody's going to be respectful. It's not going to be, when you get off the plane, don't go to the facility kind of thing. It's not going to be that.
Doubt it.
But I'm saying is as far as just looking at that team, you think they're going to just get somebody else and be better?
No, I don't think it's better. I think it's just it's like, you know, organizations will get to a point where they got to reset, go in a fresh direction.
Right.
You know, it doesn't work out always, like, you know, with the Patriots and Gerard Mayo. Like, that wasn't fantastic.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You know, so, like, it doesn't always shine. But I think, like, if that's the place they're going to go, I mean, like, look, the Steelers would also get a little grace on that, too, is like, hey, we've only had four coaches in our history. Like, they're entitled.
No, I know.
They would also
You know what they also do, though? They always seem to hire the right guy. So if they were to move on. Now, let's think about this. Do you have to consider what's out there? Because, you know, they say the coaching.
I think the Dolphins are in that situation probably with Mike McDaniel.
Right. The coaching availability is about the same as the quarterback availability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not like necessarily like the guy right now who's like the hot.
Ben Johnson.
The hot candidate.
There's no Ben Johnsons out there.
Because it's kind of been a weird year. Like, I don't think anybody's like, oh my God, this is the team. This is the guy. Like, probably, I don't know, like who's got that right now in the league? That I'm sure there'll be guys established once we're in the playoff run,
right?
But I think the Dolphins are probably in that spot. Like if the Dolphins, like if all things being how the season plays out, yeah, Mike McDaniel probably survive another year. But if Mike Tomlin became available, then you'd be like, hit the bricks, nerd boy.
John Harbaugh.
Yeah, maybe John Harbaugh.
Ooh, you think John?
Yeah, bro. I think both of these coaches, the one with the longest tenure, it might be time for a new voice. It's almost two decades, and they're stuck. I'm telling you, even Buffalo, I think they gotta let McDermott go.
I think they gonna turn on him next.
You know what we call that?
How they turn it on Tomlin?
I've been saying that.
You've been saying that, but I think they gonna turn on him next before they turn on Harbaugh.
Now they turn it on Harbaugh.
They turn on him?
They been
even with their whole team being hurt this year?
I mean, how many times are you just going to lose? Especially now. Say Kansas City does.
Well, they've even had.
You can't lose to Kansas City when they're a wounded animal. And you definitely can't lose to the other teams because even in a playoff battle, you're going to think that Buffalo or Baltimore is a better team than Denver,
do you think,
Indianapolis, and Jacksonville.
You think this year more than any year, you have to look at the AFC and go, it's up for grabs. And, like, there's a lot of teams that have a chance. We should just really just hunker down and try to get our guys because
please stop saying hunker down, dude. You've done this. It's not you don't hunker down. You hunker down.
Yeah, it's hunker.
All right, hunker.
When you hunker,
you know
more fun.
You know what it sounds like when you say hunker down.
Tune in Tokyo. So, I just like with every. I think this is probably why. When you look at Tomlin, you look at Harbaugh, you look at the Buffalo coach. When you look at those three guys and where they've been the last few years, and then you see how wide open the AFC
is. Well, it depends if the Chiefs are in or not. Like that's
right,
also,
but that's what I'm saying.
That's also going to be a thing. Like the Chiefs have been dominating the AFC.
Like,
so
right. Yeah.
Like I think that's in. I think that's one of the things is like
you think that
you're having a down year and now the Chiefs are out.
Right.
Like, and so, I mean, the Chiefs obviously got a big one this weekend, but we'll see. But they got the Texans this weekend?
They got the Texans, but yeah. They sneak themselves in the playoffs.
Yeah, everyone's going to be scared of them.
You're going to be scared, but you know they're wounded. And if they somehow beat you guys, it might be time for a new voice.
But I think the Harbaugh one's a little different because it feels like Harbaugh's, Baltimore's been loaded, and you have the MVP. Right. So, I could understand if you're like, hey, dude. So what are we doing?
Same thing with Pittsburgh. They've been loaded before too.
Nah, but
not
again,
like this.
Not
at the most important position.
The last time they had what, like a 10-win season?
They had a 12-win season, lost to the Browns. Remember when Baker went into Pittsburgh?
So that was what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, like they've
it's a long time in football, dude.
But they've been to the what it is with their stature and the fact that they've gotten to the playoffs every year and they never had a losing season. They're expecting to at least win a game in the playoffs. He hasn't won a game in a playoff in 10 years?
Yeah, but I think most people would say the perennial favorite the last 4 years in that division is usually the Ravens because you have Lamar.
Right, and you had the Bengals come in, but you still, you're still Pittsburgh.
I understand that they're still Pittsburgh, but it's like, but they have had at the very best the third best quarterback, sometimes the worst quarterback in that division based on whatever Cleveland had as a hodgepodge before pre Deshaun Watson.
You talk
Watson
about
disaster.
Little baby hands, you talk about Mason Rudolph. Forget about we ain't even talking about Fields.
But I think the other thing that you could look at is you could look at teams and you could say, well, things turn around pretty quick. Like if the Colts do whatever they do this year, or the Patriots, like other teams, you could say teams could hunker down, and other teams could say, well, maybe we get the right people in here with some talent, and we do a little tweaks, and maybe we're off and running for a chance.
You think Indy turned it around quickly though? They didn't turn around quick. It was like 3 or 4 years.
How long has Steichen been the coach? Is this his third year?
Third year. And then keep in mind, they've had Taylor. They built up that offensive line. So they had an offensive line. They just didn't have a quarterback.
All right, well, New England's the example.
They went old for the quarterback.
New England basically sucked for 2 years. And look at them now. They're leading the AFC.
Right.
So you could look at them and say, hey. And now Vrabel was an established coach. People thought he was a good coach in the Titans. And I think that's probably part of the frustration with the Dolphins fan right now is you're looking at this. You see a Bills team that's like they're always going to have Josh Allen, so they're always going to feel like they have a chance. The Jets, they have thrown in the towel to basically revamp and have all these picks this year. And the Dolphins are kind of like stuck in no man's land right now. It's like – they could be the worst team. They're definitely not. They don't feel like the best team in the division. And so what are we doing? And I think that's where everybody's banging their head against the wall.
Well, I think that it will take at least 3 years if they win a different direction. I don't think they're going to do anything with Mike next year. And I know people don't want to hear that simply because they're not going to do anything with Tua. Even if you draft a quarterback, you still go that route. Now, the problem is that when Tua's not the quarterback and Mike's not the coach, you're playing a different style of football.
They kind of already are, aren't they? Like, they're not playing the Tua get the ball out, distribute it all over the place. Like, it's pretty much gone to...
They just, you know what? They haven't relied on that, but it's still the same style of offense. They just rely more on the run.
You don't think Mike McDaniel could feel like if he went into a year, if Tua keeps turning the football over, if they lose this weekend,
right?
And you're in a year where he's looking at it, and let's say Mike's going to be the coach. Do you think Mike really wants to go through another year or Tua? Because I'm going to tell you, I think part of the reason that he's changed his style on this, and you kind of heard it in some of the snippiness when they were losing because of how frustrated he was with
if
Tua giving the football
over.
The
ball to the other team.
Yeah, like maybe
that,
he
yeah.
if he's really going to be given the reins, like, look, he probably could go to Stephen Ross if he's got the cachet right now, even with paying Tua, and be like, look, I think I'm sorry for the mistake. I think we've done all we can do with this guy. He's not physically the same anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's a $200 million mistake.
Understood.
I would.
So you might want to get rid of the guy who was part of the mistake. That's the thing. I think that people look at the Dolphins right now, and like they finally did a year where they feel like whoever takes this over, it does feel like the trenches are more fortified. I don't know what Aaron Brewer's contract situation is, so I don't know how long he'll be around, but it does feel like you have fortified it as much as possible. So I don't know, man. I think that's where the frustration lies with everybody else is like, what is the right? If you don't do it, it kind of feels like you're too scared to make a move,
uh-huh.
and you're waiting it out. If you do, yeah, it might be bad next year. But also, I don't think anybody looks at this team and says they're good enough to do anything real. Like not even close.
I would say this is that, that the whole situation with Tua, I personally think he looks the way he does because he needs to be in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks lethargic. Like he got too big, too fast, and he doesn't have that same movement. And people put it on the injuries and stuff like that. No, he looks like
out of shape.
Yeah.
You said it yesterday. You said he was a big donut yesterday. Don't hide from it now.
No, I'm not. And I would say that somebody's going to get in his ear in the offseason, and he's going to look different when he comes back. And then we're going to have a whole different discussion.
The patience is going to be
but
like.
Exactly.
The patience is going to be zero on
him. He earned that.
Mm-hmm.
He earned that. And even if they decide to bring in another quarterback, Tua earned everything that is going to happen to him next year. And so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he needs a. Like, even this week, he needs a week. I'm not saying he has to throw for 300, but
he needs a week. Looks like he can play well no matter what.
You need to get in that red zone. I don't know
if his body. And this is the problem. I don't know. And it has nothing to do with the cold. He looks so robotic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it's the same difference between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
The lion thing?
No. Dylan Gabriel plays quarterback. He's sitting in the pocket, and you see Tua, he's got his hands up, and he's doing that. And Shedeur plays football. Somewhere in between that is a happy medium. Mm-hmm. Tua right now is trying so hard to be technically sound that he looks terrible. At times, with all that quick, like, what the hell are you looking at? Like, no lie. I can drop back as not being a quarterback, see the movement of one guy in the secondary, and pretty much tell you where everybody else is. They may change it up, you know. They might run two with man underneath or something like that. But for the most part, you're looking at two safeties versus one safety, and that's pretty much going to give you an idea of where to go. They do a lot of motion. You know what the motion is for?
To trick the stupid defense?
No.
Oh.
To make them commit.
I thought you were going to insult defense again.
No. They fall for it. Let me tell you something. But when you do a lot of motion, you make the defense commit. Is it man? Is it zone? Is it blitz? Whatever it is, when that guy does that little quick motion, if somebody chases him, it's man. And that's why you do that. To give your quarterback and your weapons on offense an idea of what they're going to do defensively. So, yeah, him moving around like that, there ain't no way nobody moves like that. Show me another quarterback that does that. I don't know why he does that. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm watching the game. What are you doing?
That's what you're doing?
Yes, because it looks ridiculous.
Last time I did that, Luna was just yelling at me the whole time.
Huh?
When I watched a game with you, you were just Luna was just yelling at me the whole time.
Oh, she just burp, burp.
Maybe she was just asking what to the hell was doing.
So yeah, there's like Tua's not excused from this, and you have to have. I think one of the problems I have with Tua is there's too many things that affect him mentally. Like, dude, you can't be a professional athlete when half the time, every time you go on the field, half the people are booing you. You got to have some mental toughness to just go out and do your thing. And I think sometimes, watch him. Oh, they want me to throw deep. They tired of me throwing short pass. Here you go. Arm punt.
That's what Perk said. Perk said that on Joe Rose show today that he thinks that Tua is overthinking because there's so much.
Play football.
Well, I mean.
Play football.
He wants to play football, but they're telling him not to slide or else, you know.
I mean, dude, I said this, Vlad. I said this when they were talking about it last year. If ever Tua goes on that field and does not play football, and does not make the plays that need to be made, we're going to have a problem with that. If it's 3rd and 4 at the end of a game and there's a defender at 3 yards and he slides, we're going to have a problem with that. You have to play football. You can be safer, sure. You cannot just drop your head and run into DeMar Hamlin for reasons I still can't explain.
How you get knocked out by a week?
But football is such. If it's 3rd and 4 and you're trying to win a football game, that's an ugly look if you don't try to get that first.
But do you think that was him being worried, or do you think that was just unawareness? Like, that's what that's the thing.
It probably was.
That was the thing that I was annoyed by with the play. Like, he got up and did the first down dance.
It was probably a little bit of both.
He was just happy he didn't get hurt.
Nah, well, you can't play like that. Vlad, let me tell you something.
Yeah, he was happy he didn't
get hurt. I'm going into many games wondering if I was going to make it through. And then the game starts, and I don't think about it. I just play football. I go as long as I can go.
Last point, you knew where you're gonna get hit regardless. This guy's got a lot. I'm not trying to shoot him some bail, but he's got a lot that he's got to deal with. You know, coverage, motion, all that, and the fact that they're putting limitations on you. Not trying to shoot him any bail.
You don't have no limitations.
I think those are limitations. I think they're.
He's
just,
putting those limitations on. You got to play football, Vlad.
Well,
Vlad,
they're putting limitations to save him. Okay, like, hey, don't run. Because if you run and you're in the open field, you're like a deer.
Is he not a competitor? I'm more offended by that. Because here's why. If you're a competitor, Vlad, I don't care what kind of competitor, what level of competitor you are. If it's 3rd and 3 and you know you need 4 yards and you're a competitor, you're going to do everything you can to get those 3 yards. That's being a competitor.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back after this.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.